This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In many parts of the world, people see the post office as a kind of humble bank with even slower lines, with savings and checking accounts available there. Now the Inspector General of the Post Office in the U.S. is calling for post offices here to provide basic financial services to help low-income people and to shore up its own balance sheet. Kate Davidson reports.
If you want to meet unbanked and underbanked people, go stand outside Ace Cash Express in Arlington, Virginia. Stephen Foster just paid off a $500 payday loan.
And interest was $136.
That gives his short-term loan an annual percentage rate of several hundred percent. He can't get a loan from his bank.
If that's what they say I have to pay, I pay. I don't have no problem with that. I mean, they've been good to me, so, you know, hey.
Most people here say they're grateful to have somewhere to cash checks and pay bills. But a block away, there's a post office. And if Postal Inspector General David Williams had his way, it would offer the same services for less. He says that would be a huge draw for the 68 million people who are underserved by banks. And
in a pretty desperate situation, they live in economic deserts today. They don't have access to anyone other than these enterprises that charge 300% plus.
Williams wants post offices to provide debit cards, savings products, even simple loans. He says collecting a fraction of the money now spent on interest and fees for payday lenders and other banking alternatives would bring in $9 billion a year. That's the payoff for the Postal Service, which has lost $25 billion since 2011. So, win-win? Lauren Saunders is with the National Consumer Law Center. She likes parts of the proposal.
Getting into loans, I think, is a little more of a tricky area.
The idea is borrowers would arrange to have loan payments automatically withheld from their paychecks. Low risk, right?
A lender may feel confident they're going to collect on your loan if they get to take part of your paycheck before you get it. But that doesn't mean you can afford it and that you can make it through the month and pay for the necessities and expenses that you have without getting yourself into a cycle of debt.
Even with better terms, many low-income people can't afford more debt. Still, the Inspector General's postal banking idea is gaining steam with congressional Democrats. The Postal Service itself has no position. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.